Guadalupe Squares. Ringtones and videos of Creepy E getting the knocked out of him. Holmberg's Morning Sickness. Online at 98kupd.com.
We're ready to go with this beautiful day, this Veterans Day. Perfect day. If you're going to have a parade, today's the day to do it. Are you going to go? Have you been to a parade in Arizona, Brady? You're a parade guy back home, but not here.
Gilbert Day's parade.
Yeah?
I've never been to a Veterans Day parade.
What happens at Gilbert's Days?
You know, some horses, cowboys, bands.
Oh, real memorable.
Kids clubs, like the Girl Scouts. And, by the way. You know, they march with a banner representing their,
sure.
their group.
Don't Google search horses and cowboys.
No.
You get into a real wormhole there.
Well, I think it's just on you because Google knows you after a certain amount of time.
Yeah, they know I'm not actually interested in Gilbert Day's parade.
Dance teams.
Cowboys and horses. Let's see what we got here, interwebs. Oh, my goodness. Last night after the game, my buddy Joe pointed out that there's a new British guy in porn. Who's got a forearm for a ween? Holy Moses, were we looking at that? And all the girls came over and go, you guys think that matters to us? I'm like, we know it matters. Because it always starts this argument. No woman's ever gone to dinner with her friends to talk about her new boyfriend and said, and his penis is so little. It's adorable. They never brag about that. You always talk about the big ones, and then they act like we don't care. We were looking at this giant thing yesterday, and all of us were clapping. This was massive. Proud of it. That's what happens after a game every once in a while. Guys, like, have you seen that new dude in porn that's wrecking everybody? I'm like, no. Joe fires it up. I think his name was Felix Jones. I think that's right. Look him up, Toledo.
I don't know if I can. Blocked. We're blocked, John.
C-blocked.
That's right.
We could do it from our phones.
Well, what are we waiting for?
Felix Jones.
There's a couple of them. There's one that's, I think it was Felix Jones. If I remember right. Was it Felix? I'll take a look at my porn search. We'll find this guy together as
do
a team.
Do we really need to?
You won't believe it. He's British.
We could take your word for it.
Yeah, Felix Jones. There he is. Solo. Here he is by himself. All right, that's not right. There it is.
Did you do this while watching the Steelers game yesterday?
At the end of the game. We're all celebrating. And then Joe's like, hey, because we're talking porn and stuff. And up rolls Felix Jones.
I thought there were some girls that hung out at your Steeler party.
There are.
And they're into that, too.
And that's where the debate is.
No, they were. You didn't listen to the beginning of the story. We were talking about it, and then they came over. And I know. You said the G's on it, huh? You saw it. And they acted like they don't care.
We don't care about that.
So, but the hell you don't care about that? You've never once said, God, it's so little. It's my favorite one. Girls, let's meet for a wine mixer. I got to tell you about my boyfriend, his new little penis.
Although, I mean... If you have the ability to use your tongue very well,
It doesn't matter. They're not going to brag about that either. Even still, they're not going, his penis is useless to me, but he's good at other stuff. They don't brag about that. But I've been at a lunch where the girl's got her friends around, and the new girl's got a wanger. And the girl's like, guess what? He's bump. And they're all like, ooh, what's it like?
It's like a girl with smaller boobs that would
but still
please you constantly.
You'll like small.
You'll get over it.
Boobs are an attitude. If they're little, but women won't with a smaller penis. You won't. Because it's like, and they'll all say, because you can't even feel it. Well, then bigger ones are better. That's all.
But yeah, but we don't want them too big.
Yeah, all right, whatever.
It's got to be just right.
Yeah, look, Goldilocks. We'll figure this out as we go. But stop acting like you guys have they still try to act like that market's cornered on. They just don't care, but they care. They brag together all the time. Same as us. You got some mess going on down south. We talk about it with our friends.
There's Felix.
All right.
Yeah, he's British. That's the amazing part.
I see it.
There you go.
It's a British dude. Good sweet Lord.
Holy wanka.
Man.
That's a British man. That doesn't happen over there.
He's the one?
He's the guy.
I bet his teeth are all jacked up.
I don't think anybody noticed.
Right.
They keep his head out of it.
Yeah, there's no reason to shoot his face. I think he's stupid. Here's another one. Look at that. Yeah, it scares us. What if he went on a rampage or something?
Sometimes those real skinny guys get...
whatever.
Get blessed with that.
He is blessed, all right. Good God. From Britain, though. So, you know, it made us whites feel better for a minute. We're not lacking... 100%.
He's helping the scale.
We can start Britted.com or Englished.com rather than Blacked.
To be knighted, you have to hold that scepter for like an hour.
For his shoulder workout's amazing. Got to say thanks to the folks donating to us. We've got Denise Moyle did the gifts online for us for the KUP deployment. The Renaissance Festival came in, kicked in a bunch
Huzzah!
Of stuff. Huzzah! They sent over armor and turkey legs.
Can we mail that to the troops,
yes.
Turkey legs?
Yes, huzzah, huzzah, huzzah. We carrier pigeon it to them. Paragon Power and their employees donated a bunch of stuff online on our Amazon wish list, and they've dropped off a ton of things as well, a lot of things. And then Toledo's, was it your wife?
Yeah. Zaharis Elementary in East
so
Mesa.
She's got all the kids of the school have written letters to the
yep,
to the
all
veterans.
Different classes.
It's really awesome. This stack is massive. So kindergarten through sixth grade. A couple of them I've already thumbed through. This is good reading. These are funny because they're like they're fifth graders mostly of what I think I got the stack of fifth graders.
Well, Lisa's class did it and she teaches fifth all grade, right. So hers might be on the top.
I'll keep the names out of it.
I feel like in fifth grade. Could spell pretty good.
You should be able to knock it out. Now, here's what I'm worried about with your, like, get on your wife for this. She should be listening right now. If we're going to go through the drills.
No, she's got the day off. She ain't listening.
Okay. If we're going to go through the drills of spelling, if we're going to knock out a bunch of practices and make these kids bust out, you know, spell, write it 10 times. We'll have a spelling test on Friday. When it comes to putting it in play, when we hit the field with spelling and we're going to start sending stuff out, let's make sure the spelling is correct, teachers. I'm not brilliant when it comes to this, but I'm looking at this. I'm like, three or four misspelled words per letter.
That advice never stops, John, no matter where
Brady,
you're at.
Stop it. This is, you're who I'm talking to. If your fifth grade teacher was a little more stern with you, you'd have better handwriting.
This isn't John's tempo.
Yeah, this is not my tempo. But in fifth grade especially, when you're like, when it's real fresh in your brain,
right.
Like constantly.
Do it again.
Yeah, do it again.
Do it again.
Like you're lost hope, Brady. You're just, you still, these kids, by the way, are like reading your notes.
And you're sending it to the military.
Yes.
I mean, come on.
Our company's lost hope, then.
It says, why do you say that?
Look how many typos we get.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's you and Randall. Everybody knows it.
Yeah.
The rest of us are fine. Dear Hero, it starts, thank you for everything you do to save our country. I'm so grateful and thankful for you and everything you do. I hope you're having a great day. Happy Veterans Day. Merry Christmas. Happy Thanksgiving. Happy Holidays. And then it says, sincerely, Erica. And then she drew a little flag. It says, America,
nice.
The Beautiful. She misspelled beautiful for crying out. And then her dad, I think, told her, Erica, come over here. Add this in. Add this in at the end of you. You spelled beautiful wrong, you idiot. Add this in at the end here. No matter what happens, no one, nothing can break America. That's written at the bottom of this. Happy holidays. Have fun. I can tell Pops chimed in with it. No matter what. No fifth grader ever says no matter what. They haven't lived long enough
you
to have it no matter what.
She's heard that a few times at home?
Look at me in the eyes,
you
Eric.
Can't break us.
No matter what. No matter what. No one. Nothing can break America. I learned that. I'm 11.
So is beautiful the only word she missed?
Yeah, she's a good one. That's a nice letter. Nice job, Erica. But I loved your dad's message at the end because she was done here. She put little hearts, blue and red hearts. And that flag. And then all of a sudden at the end, there's this stern, weird.
No matter what happens, and I mean this, nothing, no one can break America.
It sucks that her one misspelling was the biggest word.
The
on
biggest
it.
Word. And probably the most, the best written part. Good job. But it's a nice letter, and that's fine. Let's just get the spelling correct. This one's my favorite. Where is he at? I appreciate how you serve our country. Also, thank you for protecting our country. Thanks to you, we have freedom. Hopefully, misspelled. You can see your family soon. Thank you so much for your service. You are awesome. I am a boy. He
why,
added that in the
why
end.
Why did he need that
I don't
in
know.
The end? In case there's confusion.
Did he sign his name and
yeah,
say,
yeah,
I'm a boy?
I'm not going to throw it out
right,
there because he's got a really good name.
Name, so the name, I'm a boy.
The name could
no,
go either
not
way.
No, not name, I'm a boy.
Oh.
I'm a boy. Sincerely, name.
Okay.
But the name could go either way.
I guess. But he's tired of it already. He throws it in the body of the letter. I'm a boy. Before we get to the whole rigmarole at the end of this. I'm a boy, all right? Sincerely, Sarah. All right, here. Now I got to cut to the cheese.
Did Brady write that letter? Are you sure that's not from young Brady Bogan?
That's great. Thank you for your service. Let's get to the rat killing. You're going to ask later. I'm a boy. Sincerely, Susan the boy. And also go f- yourself. Reminder, nobody, and I mean nobody, can break America. These are all great. And then this kid, this Nathan kid, this next one, is exactly what I used to get in trouble for at school all the time. He started a letter in pencil and then said, all that. And he tried to erase it and then scribble real hard over the top. So it's just this erased message with a new message over the top.
Over
like it's
ghost
like
words.
It's code.
That all the time.
I used to get in trouble for this constantly.
Do they still use whiteout in school at all?
Not in the elementary school, no.
No. Nope. Thank you for keeping our – Brady, he has your handwriting. This is exactly
what
it's
good.
Like. No, it's not. He's working, though. He's only in, he's allowed. He's like fourth grader. Thank you for keeping our country free. We understand you have many, and then struggles was a struggle for him. It's erased about four times and then just hammered down with the lead. You have many struggles. If you any relatives, make sure they never stop believing in you. It's a challenge.
He's not Santa Claus.
But if you keep on fighting, you won't only be a hero to your family, but also to the country. We hope you keep serving. Remember, use your main power. Courage.
Well, you could be
that's great.
Like our friends in Peoria law enforcement.
Yeah?
He's got his kids down below here. He woke them up
oh,
early.
Oh, they're down here, and they don't want to be here. They're so tired.
Look at that face.
What's this for again, Dad? Veteran, shut up. Do it.
They'll remember this the rest of their lives.
And then there's...
Happy to be here, Dad.
And then... Do some of these sound like they're straight from Captain America?
Use
be
your main
sure
power.
To use your main power, courage, and live long.
Use your main power, friends. Yeah, it's great. And then you get into the younger kids. They don't have time for it. They wanted a color. They drew a dude who's got a blue suit on with a red, white, and blue hat. He's holding papers and a missile.
Are you sure that's a missile?
Or a piece. See, what do soldiers have in their hands? A lot of downtime. Dixon missiles. I'm going to draw that. And it just says, "Dear soldier, I love you."
To the point.
That's all. That's
you don't
nailing
know me.
It. Dear soldier, thank you.
Here's a drawing.
For saving our lives. Oh, this would see. This is making me happy. If I was overseas in the desert, I'd be like, "This is great." Here's one of a helicopter landing on a boat. The drawing is great.
Cartoon caption of the guy in the helicopter with a gun yelling, "Get some, get some!"
No chow. How does he know? I've been fighting them anymore. Dear soldier, thank you for fitting for us, and you are the coolest. Louvre.
Do they stop making muscle men? When I was in elementary school, everybody looked like Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, yeah.
Because that's all that was around me. You know.
Did you get any figures? I didn't see any drawings of stick figures in there with
nothing yet. Muscles. I'm going to go through all.
Well, the guy holding the missile, but he he was very skinny, like Felix Jones.
Yeah, he's Felix Jones. Have you guys seen that? That's one that came in. It was weird. My name's Rawdon. Have you guys seen Felix Jones yet? Jesus H, right? Who's with me? We should be fighting for Great Britain.
Right?
Am I right? I love you guys.
Two things you can't break, America
and Felix Jones, but he can break you. This kid added a joke at the end and put it on the back. He goes, "Joke on back." He's got a
turnover.
Little sticky pad over the answer. Why was there fish in the soldier's vehicle? I have to move the sticky pad because he was in a tank.
Oh.
Try to kill a lot of people over there for us. Huh?
Just remember to use your power, courage. That is all.
Gotta love these kids. This is great. The misspellings are acceptable if the letter's great.
Makes them better.
Oh, they're awesome. Yeah, there's the kids.
Brady's fighting that fight.
That is something that we should embrace. Misspelled words and paper.
From the heart, Eric. It's from the heart.
Written like someone's shaking you. I try, dear soldiers.
This one is yours, and it's the drawing is of really nice. Two American flags and a lady made of fireworks in a green outfit.
Dear soldiers, as I write this, a person with Parkinson's is hugging me. That explains my handwriting.
Thank you for farting for us. Fighting for us. You are the beast. Heroes. Love D. Brady. B squared. Joke on back.
Thank you for saving our womb. To house givers. To thousands in hope. Love painting. You're because the save the rib. I'm not kidding.
That's pretty solid.
And then it's two mermaids.
That's
with huge breasts.
That's medication kicking in there.
What? Drawing. Yeah, I'm not kidding. Whoa. These are awesome, but they're all going in the boxes, and it's great, and it's really nice of the kids to have done this. It's just fun to read kids' things because their brains haven't developed yet, so it's great to bring it out and point that out.
Do any of them ask how many kills?
Let's see. Got one in here.
That would be nice.
Well, see, and that's the difference. You get up to fifth and sixth grade, they get to write their own letters.
They actually comprehend what they're doing.
Kindergarten and first grade, the teacher puts things on the board, examples of what they can write.
Yeah, they don't know what they're doing.
They don't know.
Man, there's a misspelled word in all of them. This one's really well written, too. It's just, dear friend, my name is whatever. I go to the elementary school, Zaharas. Thank you for fighting for our country. And they spelled country wrong. Have a good time.
Ooh, how they spell
have a good time.
Have a good time over there.
Yeah, they spelled it
all the time.
They spell country like you think they spell country.
Nope, they spelled it the other way. They skipped the U and added the O.
But, yeah, Lisa runs across that a lot.
This is contry. Hey, have a good time. Enjoy the holidays, huh?
Hey.
Stay positive. You're the best.
There's a good water park out there.
Well, this one's weird because her drawing is a man standing next to an American flag holding the letter from this girl. Like she put her letter in his hand in the drawing. He's by a Christmas tree.
Is that a Christmas tree or a weird thing.
There's a peppermint forest. And then in the back, Earth. Where is this guy? He's floating through space fighting a Christmas war. It's the war on Christmas.
But look at that. That girl stayed in the lines. It's a very well-written letter.
Oh, it's a really good, except for the contry. But, I'll give her that one because she's trying so hard. It's great. Happy holidays. Hey, you have fun over there. Great stuff. So these are the letters that are going to go in. And it does matter. I talked to a couple of the guys who are back from overseas and things. And they're like, man, that stuff matters. And we get a kick out of it. Like, what'd your letters say? For some reason, I'm a spaceman fighting Christmas war. And there's Earth in the back. And it's like, it just makes conversation.
What'd you get? I got a thank you for your service.
This kid just says he loves me. I love you, hero. I'm a boy.
Do you think it gets weird, like, when the soldier gets back? I'm
going to find that boy. Rhiannon? What? 25 years ago, you wrote me a letter. How did you find me? You're the only boy in the world named Rhiannon.
Are you still a boy?
Yeah, that's still kicking. I'm a boy. His name tag just says I'm a boy, Rhiannon.
I don't remember that letter.
It got me through the tough times, Rhiannon. Wondering what you look like. How often life got rough for you, telling everybody you were a man. Is there a Mrs. Rhiannon? That's me. I'm a boy. What? Great job. So thanks to Lisa and everybody over there at that school. That's good. That's all good stuff. And it'll brighten the days of the folks serving over there. The U.S. mail has just pulled up. Two giant trucks. Are we in trouble?
Well, we got to mail the stuff, John.
Oh, right. Phew. I didn't know we were doing it right away.
No.
It's not drone.
So they were going to could have put a stop to this. Oh, you guys think you're getting in the mail game, eh?
The best service the U.S. mail has ever had.
Are we in trouble?
Lord. I've never seen mail trucks show up like that. Usually you got to beg for them. Well, there they are. Thank you, U.S. mail.
See, John, how this works is.
Yeah, I know, but I didn't know if we were UPSing and they were mad.
You put there's the wars package out together.
Trust me, Eric. Brady, there's wars out there. You get UPS, DHL, you got all these other guys looking at each other going, DHL fags. They might have shown up going, you using us? Or what? We got a problem? No mail, we'll use you. Postage is the biggest expense on this whole thing. It is not cheap.
Thanks to LGE.
LGE kicked in huge, and so did Lerner and Rowe, and so did a Modelo. We got a bunch of people dropping a bunch of dough down for all the postage. I mean, that's a big expense.
Brady Sauce just threw
$500. That's right. Brady did a bunch of dollar bills.
So the plumber's track must have gone well.
How was the big plumber's track? Because I saw pictures.
They came in that location on 13th Avenue, Camelback, one at a time. Looking over the shoulder, because it was kind of a sketchy neighborhood.
Looking over whose shoulder?
when they'd pull up the truck, they'd look out, see if anyone's they're pulling money out.
Head on a swivel type stuff. Yeah, gotcha. Yeah, you don't want to pull cash out on the avenues. Terrible.
Like, as I'm getting changed, what are you doing flashing that cash?
We ended the show Friday with it. We'll start Monday with it. I'm still baffled at how you spun that. So I run a little plumbing supply company called The Plumber's Crack, kind of a cute name.
This is unbelievable. You're not going to believe this.
What is it?
I have a barbecue company. I mean, it's like we were supposed to meet.
I don't understand.
Well, I can sell my barbecue sauce out front of your plumber's thing.
What the hell? Why?
What the hell?
Why?
Because it's a natch. I'll be there Friday. Who wants barbecue sauce?
Look at how the sauce flows through these pipes.
Yeah. I run a lady's shoe store.
You're not going to believe this.
I've been looking.
I have a barbecue sauce.
What? So what? What the hell?
Well, I should stand in front of your store.
Why?
You sell the sauce.
He's drinking the sauce out of high heels.
It's a natch.
You should put that on the bottom of all your bottles. It's a natch.
Goes with anything. Shoes, plumbing supplies. This stuff, I swear, this tastes good on anything.
On Wednesday, I'll be at a place that sells prosthetics.
Yeah. People limping in. What are you doing here?
It's a natch. Just because you got an odd number of limbs doesn't mean you don't like the barbecue.
Can we make your next beer, Holmberg's Natch?
Delicious, my delicious Natch.
Natch Light.
I don't know.
Holmberg's Natch.
Yep,
I love that. I like that a lot. We might change Holmberg Bound to Holmberg's Natch.
Here I am in front of the barbecue hut. I mean, plumbing supply.
We're selling sauce for the KUPD deployment. And $1 for every bottle sold will go to the deployment charity. We need some stuff to send our troops and thank them for being overseas.
Blow away, Brady.
Yeah. I got a lot of questions. Us.
Also, $5 to every shirt that's sold goes to the charity as well. I'll be out here till 1 p.m. at the Plumber's Crack. What a match. Hot sauce.
It's a match.
Plumber's Crack. 13th Avenue and Camelback. I'll be out here till 1 p.m.
Sounds like you're in the middle of the freeway.
Plenty of room. Plenty of room at the crack.
You panned. That's a bad idea.
They panned across an absolutely empty parking lot.
Yeah.
Well, you had to fill it, John.
That's when we first got there.
I know, but you don't remind everyone.
I'm alone in a parking lot at a plumbing supply house.
Well, good. You still got us.
Eric's right. You did look like the Rocky Point shrimp guy. Right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You felt like it, too. You had your pen out front there.
Oh, if you had a grill.
And I was
you?
Out there.
Why didn't you
I didn't
grill?
I didn't have a sign because I was out there holding the bottles out like, you know, liquidation sale.
Yeah.
You need a sign spinner. You need a grill.
Yep.
You got to get this done, Brady.
So what business are you in, Joe?
I make baby caskets.
You're not going to believe this. I have a barbecue sauce.
I have no idea how that correlates.
Well, I'll sell sauce in front of your dead baby store.
That could work. Horrible. I could call the mortuary that did my mom. If you want.
See if they want some sauce.
Yeah,
sold.
We get you out there. They have a good corner.
And I'm sorry for your loss, but remember on your way out to pick up a bottle of sauce because in your time of mourning, who doesn't want to grill? And the weather's so good. Your mother would have loved this.
Could you imagine coming out of the funeral?
As she flows.
Brady would have seen.
Your mom would have wanted it this way. Slow and low. Just like we're going to cremate her.
Send her off with some spice.
Oh, yeah. Good stuff. Your mom liked it spicy. We all know that.
I'll hook you up, Brady. They're all listeners. They love you.
So yeah.
We'll get that done.
You should go stand
in front
of get that sauce in front of every place that doesn't belong. You're off to a good start. Hey, it worked. I got this barbecue sauce and a t-shirt out in front of the Plumber's Crack. My dad bought shrimp once from a guy doing something similar.
Had you with him?
No.
Oh, okay.
And put it in the back of his Bronco, which was my car, but he was using it. And
left it?
No, the cooler tipped over.
Oh, my God.
It was a June, and the cooler tipped over in the back, and the shrimp everywhere. And he gives it back to me. I just spilled some shrimp out. I'm like, all right. And then would you run a couple hours? I got the shrimp out. I threw it all away. Okay. So it's just baking shrimp water in the car.
He didn't wash it or nothing,
he did enough. It's my car. You go do it. And then I come back, I'm like, Dad, baked in shrimp in the car. I'm going to throw up. Well, I told you I spilled it. Well, yeah, but you didn't clean it. What am I, your maid? And I'm like, oh, so it was my job for every summer that would roll around.
I wouldn't get out.
You couldn't. That shrimp stink would start coming back. When we sold it, October, perfect weather. And our fingers were crossed that it wasn't just a little bit too warm when somebody looked at that thing.
Why didn't you dump some fish in his car?
I thought grumpy old men.
Didn't they have any grumpy old men? Yeah. They were throwing fish back and forth.
It's kind of unfair because he had a company truck, so they just go, this one smells like fish, and they just give him another one.
Oh. Yeah, I can't do that.
So I couldn't have done that. I had to do it in my mom's car, and that's not fair. She didn't do anything wrong. But I could have.
Got away with it.
Yeah. Oh, he got away with a lot. Yeah, he did some. He strapped something down. He borrowed my pickup truck and strapped something down and buckled the strap. That's cheap right there. I'm like, what the hell? I'm like, you didn't have to do that. I'm like, if I'd have done that to your truck, he goes, well, you didn't, and I did it to yours. Like, what? I co-signed for you on this thing. Well, that doesn't give you the right to bash
Sons
it up.
Sons are supposed
Actually,
to do that to their
does.
Dad's truck.
I think
truck.
It did. I think it did. Oh, well. Now you know how it's been for me the first 20 years. Knocking my crap all over the place. I think he kind of halfway did it on purpose. He broke something of mine.
It's a great thing about being a parent.
Yeah.
You can hold that over him.
Yeah, and then later you can break their things and go, we're even. I didn't know. The voice you've been hearing, I haven't even said it, is Larry McFeely. He's been popping in with us this morning. It's always nice to have Larry here early in the morning. KUP deployment going crazy down there. We're going to check in. Send Eric down there at first, see how things are going, because I think they're getting ready. The sun's starting to pop up, so they're packing up and loading, and there is a crew. Lerner and Rowe has dropped off a whole crew. LGE next door, awesome people. Dumped a bunch of money, and they're over there. They got a nice team out there. And our friends at Modelo. We got Bluebell Ice Cream. We have the pretzel guy? Mustache pretzel guy,
yep.
Right? And I've seen them around a lot. They're great.
He's set up.
Yeah, that's a good thing. And they brought us pretzels last year. I'm like, ooh. And I just ended up hammering like four of them. I wanted like half of one, and I ate a whole bunch. They're really good. So if you want to stop by, you're out there and doing nothing, and it's Veterans Day, you can be a little bit late today. Come on by.
And the pretzels are on trip, by the way.
Oh, they're all free this morning?
Yep.
Trip picked up the pretzel man.
Wow.
Oh, how about that?
Look at Trip.
We'll come by and
so
grab a free pretzel and take a look at the operation and maybe get involved. Say thanks to the U.S. Mail, who has started some sort of blockade out
Mark,
in front
Mark
of
Mark Randall's got it under
the
control.
System.
It's under control.
Part of the system.
We tease Mark a lot, but he does control this stuff.
He's talking to the USPS right now.
Yeah, he's definitely telling them how to run their operation a little better. You guys have been in the red for about 40 years now. Let me help you out.
I heard him out there earlier, actually. He was yelling at people saying, male drivers with a wristband, I need you over to your right. If you have no wristband, I need you over there to the left against the wall. You're not just getting the meet and greet today.
Bunch of mailmen are like, who are we supposed to meet?
What?
You guys have a mail truck? You're not going to believe this. I got barbecue sauce company. It's a natch.
What do you got on the big board of musical treats?
Wake Up Song brought to you by ELOteam.com. We have discounts for vets. If you're a veteran, give us a call. We can also help you out with your VA loan. Get that rolling. ELOteam.com is the website to hit up. Metallica, Don't Tread on Me, which is always a staple.
That's the keeper.
For veterans. We got Disturbed, Indestructible, Five Finger Death Punch, No One Gets Left Behind, Godsmack, Awake. But, Don't Tread on Me.
That was the one that came to mind for me.
Badass. So, and it's Metal Day, right, Brady?
Yeah.
So it fits two categories for us. One, very important. The other, Veterans Day.
I didn't know there was a metal day.
I didn't either.
This is big.
This is it. I guess Rob Halford just levitates all day long.
Oh, he's
the metal
day.
Gold. I'm the metal gold. And I'll levitate all day long.
You'll be at Fry's this morning shopping.
I'm shopping, but I'll be hovering above the ground 3 inches, Brady. I don't touch the earth on metal day. I'm Dr. Manhattan of metal. I'll just live on Mars for 24 hours. On Metal Day. He's great. So it's his day. We should have given Rob a little love, but Don't Tread on Me is the way to go. That's golden. So appreciate everybody who did it. Again, these letters. I could pull one right out of the hat. See if there's
one for the road
random
here.
Letter.
One for where we go. While Toledo loads that up, let's just grab real actual letters from children. Oh, man, already. What the heck is
Don't
this?
Grade it.
So judgmental.
Dear veterans, thank you for Srevag and Savio.
It's the thought that counts.
Us and Savio. Us and Savio. Us and Lv.
amb. Ig for us, amb.
That does not.
It's Latin.
Your family and us. Two of the Amasen Sinbus are of the Nasbrid.
You're making this
an
up.
Umasi.
No, it says Savio. You remember Savio, right?
Yeah, Savio.
He's a great guy.
Starts off good.
Savio.
And gets a little hairy.
Oh, you're right. My God.
If you want to try to read it any different than I just did, please feel free.
There's no name on this, which is good.
Which is good. That kid probably can't spell it.
Except El Savio.
That was from the teacher.
And this one says, Six Love Flag. I know who that kid is. And the clock could go out and point him out. Six Love up in the house. Hi, he wrote this one.
Shouldn't the teacher at least make it put their name on it?
Well, the teacher should have just said, Six Love. Two, the Amasin Sibus isn't anything. This is unbelievable. I have a barbecue. You have a...
Where do they live? I want to sell sauce at their place.
Well, I don't know.
Amazingly, that kid's in sixth grade.
Are the Nastbrid and Umason Six Love Flag?
They're play calling.
I'm right on this one.
No, you are. Yeah, but it should be, you know, it should be straight up. Nomine Padre, Nomine Sanctus, Nomine Spiritus Sanctus. Savio, Savio.
Or it's the kid doing his bar mitzvah.
Yeah, or it could be a bar mitzvah, yeah.
Yeah.
Damn, we need audio messages.
Read this. Larry, read this as a young Jewish boy becoming a man.
Dear veterans, Baruch Atan and I, El thank you for Savio, and Savio us and Savio, and Savio us and Savio, Shalom. Es us to live, and be Baruch Atan and I, and Savio or your famale, Shalom.
Your bubby.
Famalio.
Try to read that last line to see what that says.
Six Love, Ellie Flag.
What is the one before that? The line before that? The last two lines.
To you, the Musin symbols are the Hasheld Bird and Umasian.
That sounds like something you would take for your stomach.
Yeah.
Ah, man, our future.
Some of that Umasian.
20 milligrams of Umasian for you.
For El Savio.
Our future's so dim.
Yeah. We're in trouble. But the good news is, KUPD listeners, out in full force. They're growing up. I have to siphon through emails that look just like this, so it's not
El
just
Savio.
The kids. El Savio, everybody. El Savio.
El Savio.
Remember that.
To you, too.
And by the way, it's early, but it's never too early for your dose of Umasin. The veteran that's going to get this is, I got one from ISIS.
Break the code on this.
This kid coded me. Sarge, I think we better look into this one.
At least he got the colors right, red, white, and blue.
Everybody put your masks on. It looks like there's an Umasin attack heading our way. Sinbus, everybody, Sinbus. He understands it? You're not going to believe this.
It'd be so great if one of them was just in Morse code.
Yeah.
Dash, dot, dot, yeah. Dot, dot, dash, dot.
Umasin?
El Savio.
El Savio.
Savio.
El Savio Umasin.
Shalom.
Sinbus. Six Flags. Six Flags USA. Six Flags over. Six Love.
Ooh, Randall's got a team meeting down there now. He's got them all
somebody
gathered.
Must have effed up. Somebody must have effed up.
Everybody take a knee.
I told you guys not to piss off the Bluebell guy. And now you've done it. It's not even seven.
It looks like McVay last night during the game.
Oh, that was great. Watching his big eyes like, oh, Jesus, this is going south. All right, let's do it. Metallica, for our veterans, we're sending those notes to you and to whoever gets the Six Love one. Congratulations, you win.
The best the world has to offer in music, drama, and comedy.